Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom41.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 41.com. Freedom41.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Back here live on the red carpet at the America's Got Talent finale. Joined with Howie calls you the nasty judge.
Well, the honest judge is what I would say.
Can you just, he's doing an interview right now. Do you want to just go smack him or no? Can you do that? Go ahead. Pierce is gonna go hit Howie, by the way, just for me. There we are. Thank you very much.
Does that work on radio, smacking somebody?
No, I narrated as we were doing. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay. So it's good to go. Okay, so some really good performances tonight. One questionable, let's say.
Yeah, one poor performance, three good ones.
What's your take on that?
Pop Life just had a bit of a meltdown. You know, it's very, very big pressure to stage the competition. I think they chose a very ambitious song. There aren't many Freddie Mercurys around that can do that kind of performance. And I think she overstretched. And she knew it halfway through and began to get emotional. She knew that she'd probably blown it. It was a sad thing to watch.
So are you saying that it was just the nervousness of the performance or the actual song choice itself?
Well, a bit of both. I mean, the song choice was clearly too ambitious. But you only sometimes find that out when you get going on the live show, you know?
Putting you on the spot here, is there a song you would want to have seen them done tonight instead?
Well, there's lots of songs they could have done. I just think you choose Queen, you've got to be absolutely on your game. You know, Freddie Mercury was one of the greatest singers of all time. And that's two of the biggest songs ever. We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You. Mm-hmm. You've got to be, you know, Steven Tyler-like to carry that off. And she's a bit young, a bit inexperienced, lacking in vocal maturity, really, to carry that off. But they remain a very talented young act. So I think it's not over by a long way, but it probably is for this competition.
Mm-hmm. And magicians haven't done too well on the show in terms of getting very far. Why do you think that is?
Well, magicians do pretty well. We had a few on the top 10, top 20 this year. I mean, they've got to be really good. You know, you can't just vote for magicians because they happen to be there. Mm-hmm. This year we've got two incredibly unique acts in the top four, the like of which we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's always room for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If they'd been an incredible magician, if they'd been a David Copperfield or, you know, something like that, they'd be in the top four. Mm-hmm. We didn't quite get there, but, you know, with Landon Swank, we got pretty close.
I was going to say, that goldfish thing with the glass, I mean, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and it was good, but he didn't make it. It's been a very talented season.
Do you think that anywhere along the line, maybe America got it wrong in not putting magicians or some of the other variety acts through?
I don't think America gets it wrong. I think that, you know, in the end, it comes down to performance, comes down to the competition. I personally feel the four acts have made it were the right four. I think that it's been a very, very good season. Lots of good talent, and the top four acts made it.
If you could team up two acts from the finals to, like, collaborate, mix up their acts together, who would it be?
Well, why would you do that?
Spice things up a little bit. No, you wouldn't add anybody?
No, ridiculous idea.
No? Okay.
And very you got quickly, any more of those?
No, but but I will ask you about your CNN show.
You can go and see all of them on the tour, so you can go and watch them all perform. But you wouldn't mix any of them up.
Okay, very quickly then, who's coming up on your CNN show?
CNN show. Well, actually, I'm doing Tony Bennett in a couple of weeks, which would be a great interview, I think. I did Amy Winehouse's father tonight, which is a very moving interview. We've got Jermaine Jackson on Thursday, who is pretty explosive about the trial coming up with Conrad Murray. So some good stuff coming up.
You do it all. When do you sleep, Pierce? Do you ever sleep? No?
Sleep's massively overrated. Seriously. Stop sleeping. Get working.
I know. Flew in this morning just for the show. Pierce Morgan, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night on the red carpet.
Okay.
Thank you.